sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It's a nice rainy morning. Our earth doesn't need any more rain in central Oklahoma. We're okay with the sunshine. You're listening to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move with Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. Our company license number is 146333, and my individual license number is 47388. Been selling real estate right here in the metro for 40 years, a little over actually, and I love it. I love what I do. I'm sitting here with somebody who also loves what he does, and that is Larry Robbins with Robbins Roofing. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Becky. Thank you for having me this morning.
Sure. You know, we've had you on a few times this spring, and each spring we try to get you on. This year you came on and you committed and you said, I am coming.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that, because there's been a lot of adverse weather.
Yes.
And we're promised a lot more adverse weather.
It looks like it's going to be a long storm season.
Yes,
with the temperatures being the way they are, and here we are almost mid-May and lows in the 30s and 40s in the state. So could be a long spring.
Well, and the thing is, we, in order to minimize our risk of water damage to our home, there's things we can do.
Sure.
And one of those is to have your roof inspected.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that we believe are holding off just because it's still really early in storm season. But I would encourage you to go ahead and have your roof inspected and kind of and get the process going if you need a new roof, so that when it comes, you know, mid-June, you're not behind the eight ball.
Right. And I understand it's not good for your industry. I mean, that all of us want to hold off until storm season's over.
Yeah.
But it is understandable. Yeah. I mean, if it's not leaking inside your house, but your roof is still terribly damaged and you need it replaced or repaired, then you might wait another month. But by the time it gets to mid-June or so, the weather starts beating down on that.
Yeah.
What does it do to those damaged shingles?
Well, you obviously, as things begin to heat up, all the bruises on the roof are going to become softer. If there was any kind of penetration to the deck or whatever, then it's going to really show itself. And so, like I said, I understand everybody. Nobody wants to do two roofs in 1 year. I understand that completely. So I think once we get past May and maybe into June, that things are really going to kick off.
Well, and you're going to have a hard time standing in line waiting on your roof to be done, too, because everybody's putting it off. But
yeah,
we've had some areas in the metro of major damage, and I think we should mention those, because sometimes you don't know you've had hail. If you were across town or even 5 miles away,
yes,
and you were not home during the 15 minutes it hailed,
yeah,
you don't know that your roof is at risk.
Yeah, and if you're in a neighborhood where you see roofing signs, that's a good indication that you may need to go ahead and get your roof inspected.
Okay, so like, you know you're a redneck when, so
yeah.
Okay, you know you might need a roofer when you see other roofing signs pop up in the yard.
Yeah,
right,
that's exactly right.
When you see neighbors carrying in extra buckets to catch the water pouring in. Give me another one.
Let's see. When you see tarps on roofs.
There you go. When you see water pouring over the gutters of the house, may need a roofer.
Yeah.
So do you just inspect the roofing shingles when you go up on the roof?
No, we do a full roofing, or not just roof, but we look at window screens and air conditioners, and we want to know when we meet the adjuster what's in front of us. So We do a full inspection.
Well, and there are things that a lot of people leave out on insurance claims.
Tad just finished one. He had to do a supplement on, and it went, I think, from $29,000 to $40,000 because of code upgrades and garage doors that were special garage doors. And that's the thing that people, most people really don't understand, is just because your insurance company comes out and writes you an estimate for $20,000, that doesn't mean that it's that they've got everything covered.
Right.
They leave out code upgrades all the time. And so it's why it's important you hire a contractor that you can trust and let them help you through the process.
Yeah, that's very good advice. On the code upgrades, you mentioned code upgrades. Mm-hmm. I was under the impression this was an Oklahoma City code upgrade of the, if you have 1x6 or 1x8 decking, mm-hmm. or 1x4 decking, mm-hmm. That you have to go back with a solid decking, like a OSB or a plywood.
Yeah, that's a state code, not a city code.
Okay. I was out on a listing yesterday,
yeah.
and it was a Midwest City property. And I said, well, when you have to put a new roof on, you probably are going to have to go back with solid decking. And he looked at me kind of funny, and I said, oh, well, you're in Midwest City. Maybe not. I'll have to check yeah. with Larry Robbins. And what was so funny is I ran into someone this week that sang your jingle to me.
I mentioned
Robbins Roof. It wasn't this guy, but it kind of reminded me of it. And it was R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Well, roofing at its very best.
Yeah, there you go. So on the code upgrade, that's a state code.
That's a state code. And it's not just decking. You've got to have, if you don't have ice and water shield in all your valleys, underneath all your flashings, along walls where there's step flashing, that's all stuff that has to be upgraded for moisture barrier.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't know that either.
Yep.
But that's, well, that's kind of, if you're wanting to put on a good roof. Now, I would think that someone might want to put on the very best if you're planning to stay there a long time.
Absolutely. And even if you're not, as you well know, when it comes to selling your home, you want to be able to say, we have, you know, a great roof. We had ice and water shield put in our valleys. We did this type of shingle and this type of underlayment, and that's
right.
always a positive.
Fixed decking underneath if it sure. needed it.
It's so. All the codes are good on this house.
Yeah. So, well, and not just codes, but I mean yeah. just a good, solid, weatherproof roof.
Quality roof.
Yeah.
Yep.
So go to BeckyIvins.com and look at Becky's favorites, and we're going to entertain your call when you call in at 840-1000 right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins team, and Larry Robbins with Robbins Roofing. And Larry, you're not here just to promote Robbins Roofing. You're here to be a source of knowledge to our listeners.
Do my very best, yes.
Okay. So I want you to tell me a little bit on inspections. I'm just going to fire some roofing type questions to you okay. that we get on inspections a lot.
Okay.
Inadequate roof ventilation.
90%+ of your homes, new and old, are underventilated.
Mm-hmm.
The builders go build new homes. They're not. And why they don't. Why they make it through home inspections before the homes are sold, I have no idea. I don't understand how that works. But most homes have an adequate attic space, and it's just extremely important for the entire, not just the roof, but for the entire structure of the home that everything is ventilated properly. You must have proper inflow, which is usually the vents and the soffits.
Now, those that don't know what a soffit is, my listening audience probably knows what a soffit is. But if you were to stand under the eave of your house mm-hmm. and look straight up, it would be the ceiling,
yeah,
right?
That's your soffit.
That's your soffit.
Yep. So
There's vents in there.
Yeah.
In the soffit.
Should be.
And if there's not, you better be getting it checked out. You're probably buying a roof every 3 years because it's wearing out.
You're going to see lots of rippling and things going on with your roof that you wouldn't see if your roof is properly ventilated.
Okay. So, and how many vents do you need in that soffit?
It all depends on the size of the attic, the
okay.
design of the attic, because sometimes the attic has a wall and it's not as big. And so you have to be very strategic in where you place the vents.
One of my neighbors had you roof their house
mm-hmm.
and said, evidently, Tad or you one talked to him enough to where he knew to come back to you and ask the question. Because he says, you know, my son's room upstairs is just hot.
Mm.
And I'm not sure who he talked to. Probably Tad. Probably Tad.
Ring a bell with me.
But Tad came back out and looked, and he said, you know, that part of your attic really doesn't connect except with a little bitty crawl space with the rest of your house. We need to put another vent there. Mm-hmm. That solved the problem.
Solved the problem.
Of that kid's room.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can't reiterate how important it is for your home, especially for the life of your roof. And like I say, that's another thing that if you have code upgrades in your insurance policy, they will pay to make sure, let's just say you have 3 box vents and your attic needs 30 of them. Because if you're using those little bitty box vents, those only ventilate 4 square feet.
Oh, wow.
So it takes a bunch of those.
Okay.
To ventilate your roof properly.
What kind of vents are you guys using? There's different types, right?
There are. We are now a certified Attic Breeze contractor, the only one in Oklahoma City, to my knowledge. And so we're really pushing this solar Attic Breeze vent, because where you might need 30 box vents or 4 or 5 or 6 turbines, you can put one of these on and it'll do the job of all of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, come look at my house. I need them then. So I may have them for all I know. But they have a little solar power.
Yeah, they're solar powered. There's no noise. It's quiet. It has a lifetime guarantee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because those power vents, you know, they go out after about 2 years.
See, with the power vents, you've got to have an electrician. The motor's only guaranteed for 1 year. So,
which is about what they lasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 13 months.
Yeah. So this is really what we're trying to
get good.
On the roofs. Yeah.
And so it pulls the vent on the top of your roof, acts as a draw.
They claim that in the first year you'll see a 15 to 25% savings in your
utility
bill.
Wow. Wow. I definitely need that then. So,
yeah,
solar power is kind of where it's at. You know, it's free.
Yeah.
You install it once and it's free.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So no power, no maintenance. I guess the wind could blow it off.
I have them sitting in my garage ready to put on.
Okay, come on. If it'll ever quit raining.
If it'll ever quit raining.
I may not be a priority. There may be people with leaky roofs that are in front of me on your list. What do you think?
Yeah.
So, So the type of vents, the box vents, you got turbine vents, you got solar vents.
You have ridge vent,
ridge
which is
vents.
Very, very popular.
Does that work?
It works, but again, this solar vent is powered by the sun, and the power that it generates, it's actually working, right? Whereas with ridge vent, it's just there. If the wind's not blowing and creating suction to get it up out of the attic.
Right.
Then
it's kind of like a fireplace draw.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
right.
It's there and it's an exit if your air's looking for a place to go.
Right.
And hot air does rise.
Right.
So it does find a place.
Yeah. And depending on the structure of your home and your attic, we may want to do ridge vents on certain parts of the roof and the power vent or the solar vent on, you know, like the back side or the south side of the roof.
If it's on the back side and it's north, do you still get enough solar power?
Well, that's what's great about this vent. it tilts. So if you have to put it on the north side of the roof, it tilts up so that the sun hits it the way it's supposed to.
Well, I definitely need it then. We need it at our office. That would help a lot on the upstairs at the office, I bet.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, put that on your calendar. So now, do you guys, even if you've not put a roof on a house, if some competitor put a roof on the house, and it doesn't need replaced or repaired, do you install the vents anyway?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
The thing I need to be very open about is that compared to other forms of ventilation, it's expensive. There's several different types of these vents, and it can run anywhere from $900 to $1,200.
Okay, but it saves you
deal.
On your utility
yeah.
bills.
It's going to pay for itself probably in the first couple of years.
Okay, well, stay tuned because we're going to talk more with Larry Robbins when we return right after the news on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins and Larry Robbins. I lead a real estate team, have a brokerage right here in the metro, have for a very long time. And Larry Robbins owns and operates Robbins Roofing. Time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you select the right underlayment for your shingles, the right shingles, the right ventilation to save you money, and to work your entire insurance claim. They'll do a small repair or a whole roof. They do residential and commercial. So Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is local. We always say that when we talk about roofers, don't we?
Yeah.
We say, get a local roofer, particularly in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a very peculiar place.
Yes.
Because the Gulf Stream meets that cold front, and we have a lot of stormy, turbulent weather. So we're more prone to...
storms.
Yeah, storms, which damage roofs and damage your structure. So, first of all, the local guys understand our weather.
Sure.
They understand the extreme heats, the extreme colds, the water that can penetrate and get icicles in your attic if you're not careful, if you don't have the ice and water shield. But local, well, it's usually a term that's used to describe people who are from a particular area. And we're kind of talking Oklahoma.
Right. Well, you can say you're local, but are you really local?
Well, just because you have a local phone number doesn't mean you're local.
That's exactly right.
Honestly, folks, if you know anybody putting a roof on right now, I mean, there's a roofing association you can call, right?
Yep, ORCA. Oklahoma Roofing Contractors Association.
Okay. You can call Oklahoma Roofing Contractors Association and ask them how long this person's been licensed in Oklahoma.
And you can call the Construction Industry Board. They could probably tell you even quicker because they're the one who gives the license.
Yeah, you're licensed through the state, of
right.
course.
Yeah.
And then this organization, you don't have to belong to this organization, this Oklahoma Roofing Contractors Association.
No.
But the ones who are, it's kind of like you don't have to be a realtor to sell real estate.
Yeah.
But a realtor abides by a code of ethics.
Sure.
And has access to the multiple listing service and is all in all just a higher level of someone that just holds a real estate license. And that's kind of like someone that belongs to ORCA, right?
Right. And you know, Becky, there's a reason why every time a storm hits in Oklahoma that every news station talks about dotting your I's and crossing your T's and doing your research to make sure that you're hiring a true local contractor who has been licensed, who has been here for, you know, preferably at least 5 years. So as we always say, do your research, make sure that your contractor is who he says he is and that he's been here a while.
Right. Because, and then there's some, I will tell you, my experience with clients, there will be somebody that will go knock on doors in an area. It's now, with our technology, you know exactly where the hailstorms have come, right? Yes. You can look on your map and you'll know exactly what street to go down and start knocking on doors.
There's an app now that you can actually, you can click on a house in a neighborhood. It'll give you their phone number, their address, their how long they've been there. It's crazy.
And then you couple that with your overlay of the path, the storm path, mm-hmm. and you know exactly the people to target for your advertisement. That's
right.
Awesome because that way you target the people that actually need your services.
Right.
However, when you're from outside our area and you're not going to be here in case something goes wrong.
That's the biggest thing is... There, and I'm sure there are companies that are nationwide, and they use a hailstorm as an opportunity to open a branch here, and maybe their intention is to stay here. But that's up to the homeowner or business owner to discern and do the research of what the real story is.
Right.
So,
and the local guys are going to be here in order, like if you get a defective shingle, you've been in business a long time.
Yeah.
I'm sure at some point somebody, some manufacturer sold you a defective shingle. But you're here to go to battle with that manufacturer to get that warranty made good, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's why we're such big fans of Tamco, because they have a tremendous warranty and support system. I think we've had one instance with them where we had a manufacturing defect. They didn't bat an eye.
They just replaced it.
They just replaced it.
Does the client have to pay the labor for that, for you to replace their shingles?
No, the manufacturer pays for it all.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not every manufacturer will do that.
They'll
Tamco manufacture
does.
Their material, but that not the workmanship.
Right.
You know? They'll guarantee that.
Well, there are a lot of manufacturers out there that they just don't budge.
Yeah,
they'll do everything they can to keep from paying for it.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
you need an expert on your side when it comes to
exactly. The
roofing business. Larry, what's new in roofing?
Oh my gosh, we'd have to do the show for 10 more hours.
Oh,
you know,
let's just stick to residential roofing.
Yeah,
kind of here in Central Oklahoma. Yeah. So tell me, kind of what. What would
well, one of the things that's available now is we talk about impact resistant shingles and
right.
a class 4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Malarkey now has a class 3.
What's a class 3 mean?
Well, it's a class 3 impact resistant. It's just a notch below, but you still require, like with State Farm on the class 4, I think you get 28% discount.
Right.
With the class 3, you get 25% discount. And the Class 3 is quite a bit less expensive than the Class 4. So that's something that's new.
And do they look
fairly
good?
New. Yeah, they look great.
How do you tell the difference?
The average homeowner can't tell the difference.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. If you set them right next to each other, they're
they
look pretty
the same,
similar.
But
yeah.
but their impact resistance is slightly different.
Right.
So a Class 3 or a Class 4, that's good news.
Yeah.
What else is new in roofing?
Oh, let's see. We talked about the ventilation. We talked about all the code upgrades.
Are valleys the same as they've been for a long time? How about when you do a fireplace penetrates or the boots that you got a lot of penetrations in a roof? People don't realize,
right?
So,
well, I wouldn't say that the ice and water shield's been around for a long time, and so. But not all contractors use it the way they should. You take, for example, we're going to put it in all your valleys, underneath all your flashing, underneath all your pipe flashings. We want to make sure, you know, we're known for getting an ice storm every once in a while.
Yes,
so
we are.
So we want to make sure that when that ice begins to melt, that around those vents and in those valleys that we don't get any penetration.
Well,
so
yeah. So there's there's a lot going on in the roofing business, and you stay up on it. How do you?
I do the best I can.
How do you stay on top of that? Do you guys do continuing ed like the rest of us do?
As a matter of fact, I've got about 2 minutes, and I'm headed to a continuing education class, and it's going to be on proper drainage from a commercial perspective.
Okay. So, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, drainage does a lot for a house, right?
Yeah.
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 So, the color, the most popular color for roofs?
Weatherwood.
It's still the same.
Still number
kinda
one.
Kind of looks like an aged shake roof.
Yeah.
Kind of that grayish,
that
dark color.
That was the whole intent behind it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I'm seeing a little bit more of the darker roofs now that we've got such good ventilation.
Yeah.
That it's not going to... It will combat... It'll give you a good look for your house, a little bit darker.
Yeah.
But still, you with that solar vent. Now, the solar vent, you did mention that. And you mentioned it costs like $900 to $1,200.
Depending on the vent, they're even more expensive than that. But the basic one that we're selling is somewhere in the $900 to $1,200 mark, depending on...
Yeah. Well, depending on size and...
Depending on size and two, if you need one or two.
Right.
You know.
Now... Is there any way to get that cost down? That's pretty high.
Well, as you just saw, there is a tax credit available.
I saw on a website. I just looked. I said, Larry, I think there's a 30% tax credit available on that, federal tax credit.
Yeah, so if you incorporate that with your savings
and
on
always
your
check your state tax credits, too, because on your Oklahoma income tax, sometimes there's tax credits on there that are not federal tax credits. So always check that when you add anything new to your house,
absolutely,
especially if it's an energy feature, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Larry, thank you so much for coming. You are such a great addition to our show.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, and we appreciate that. I mean, we've got our own little representative. He's not so little. We call him our leprechaun, but he's like 6'5" or something. little redheaded bearded guy that could be a leprechaun if we could shrinky dink him.
Tad, she loves you.
Yeah, I do. Tad is a great representative of your company, and he really does help our clients out. And you guys are kind enough to go out and check the roofs when we list a property. If we think, oh, man, has hail gone through here? You'll check and see if hail's gone through that area in the last few years.
And we will always tell you the truth.
Yes. Yes.
Always.
Always. I appreciate you, Larry Robbins with Robbins Roofing. If you guys want to call and just ask a question, they're good folks. They'll just answer your question, and they're not going to begrudge the fact that you just bought a roof from someone else, because you'll probably buy your next roof from them anyway. But it's 728-3700. We're going to be back with our smoking hot deals right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins. By the way, go to my webpage and look at properties. Find my favorite people that are vendors in the business. I've got a really cool page that is probably the most traveled page on my website. And that you go to BeckyIvins.com, BeckyIvins. .com. And look at the favorites tab. It's got Becky's favorites. Look on there, and it's going to have a variety of vendors. And Mike Gannon, are you on microphone? You can be on microphone. Okay. Guess how much people pay to be on that webpage?
I know the answer to this question.
Okay. What is it?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. You have to really earn your way up there to that page. You have to have been a vendor of mine and worked for me and or my clients for usually many, many years, a couple of decades.
Some of those people have been with you, a couple, like Robbins Roofing.
Yeah.
Been with you forever.
Well, Hayes Electric.
Hayes Electric.
Yeah, and SWBC Mortgage.
Yep.
If you're looking for, my goodness, a painter, a handyman, a therapist is on there. I mean, mental health, because I'm a big advocate for mental health.
Yeah.
And so I want to give resources there of people that I trust. So go on there and see who you might trust.
You've got heat and air people on that list. You've got plumbers on that list. Uh-huh. You've got, pretty much got everybody that you would need.
Mold remediator, yes, on that list. We used him this week. So there's great resources there for you at BeckyIvins.com. If you need assistance on any kind of a real estate transaction, I want you to give me a call. It is 722-3232, 722-3232. I wanted to tell you a little bit about some upcoming shows that we've got going on. We've got our attorney, which we haven't had on in a very long time, Ron Chalot, is going to be coming on soon. And something that's going on this week, on the 14th, which is on Tuesday, I am having a downsizing seminar. I'm calling it a downsizing workshop, and that's at the Quail Creek Country Club. It's 11 o'clock on Tuesday until 3:30. Lunch will be served, and it is free. I have three spots left. If you want to come to that, you may come. I've only got three spots available, and we cover anything from why do you want to downsize to how to stage your home. We bring an organizer in to tell you kind of how to organize it, organize what you're going to keep, what you're not going to keep if you're moving to a different home. My attorney, Ron Chalot, is coming in to describe to you the power of attorney, the different things about trust, how you can hold title to a property, how you can avoid or streamline probate, the different types of wills. It is stuffed full of information. We've got Bill Muir coming, who is a retirement residence expert. He's going to talk about what's your happy place for your next new place to live. And we're going to cover continuing care. We'll have some folks from Epworth come and talk, some folks from Spanish Cove come and talk. Nobody's selling anything. We just want to inform you ahead of time so that you'll be prepared for when the time comes for you to downsize. Thanks for tuning in. Be here next week, 8 o'clock, for more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.